This book is dedicated to Stan Rice, Michelle Rice, Christopher Rice, and Karen O'Brien and Cynthia Rice Rogers, Victoria Wilson, Lynn Nesbitt, Eric Shaw Quinn, Suzanne Marie Scott Kiros, and the people of the page. And to my muses, Mary Fall and John Bon Jovi. From my stone pillow, I have dreamed dreams of the mortal world above. I have heard its voice, its new music, as lullabies as I lie in my grave. I have envisioned its fantastic discoveries. I have known its courage in the timeless sanctum of my thoughts. And though it shuts me out with its dazzling forms, I long for one with the strength to roam it fearlessly, to ride the devil's road through its heart. Alessandra, yet unnamed in The Vampire Lestat. Old truths and ancient magic, revolution and invention, all conspire to distract us from the passion that in one way or another defeats us all. And weary finally of this complexity, we dream of that long-ago time when we sat upon our mother's knee, and each kiss was the perfect consummation of desire. What can we do but reach for the embrace that must now contain both heaven and hell, our doom again and again and again? Lestat, in The Vampire Lestat. In the flesh all wisdom begins. Beware the thing that has no flesh. Beware the gods, beware the idea, beware the devil. Maharet to Jesse, in The Queen of the Damned. Blood Genesis. In the beginning were the spirits. They were invisible beings, heard and seen only by the most powerful sorcerers or witches. Some were thought to be malevolent. Some were praised as good. They could find lost objects, spy upon enemies, and now and then affect the weather. Two great witches, Makare and Maharet, lived in a beautiful valley on the side of Mount Carmel, and they communed with the spirits. One of these spirits, the great and powerful Amel, could, in his mischief-making, take blood from human beings. Tiny bits of blood entered the alchemical mystery of the spirit, though how, no one knew. But Amel loved the witch Makare, and was ever eager to serve her. She saw him as no other witch ever had, and he loved her for it. One day the troops of an enemy came, soldiers of the powerful Queen Akasha of Egypt. She wanted the witches, she wanted their knowledge, their secrets. This wicked monarch destroyed the valley and the villages of Makare and Maharet, and brought the sisters by force to her own kingdom. Amel, the furious familiar spirit of the witch Makare, sought to punish the queen. When she lay dying, stabbed over and over by conspirators of her own court, this spirit, Amel, entered into her, fusing with her body and her blood and giving her a new and terrifying vitality. This fusion caused a new entity to be born into the world, the vampire, the blood drinker. From the blood of this great vampire queen, Akasha, all the other vampires of the whole world were born over the millennia. A blood exchange was the means of procreation. To punish the twins who stood opposed to her and her new power, Akasha blinded Maharet and tore the tongue from Makare. But before they could be executed, the steward of the queen, Keman, a newly made blood drinker himself, passed on to the twins the powerful blood. Cayman and the twins led a rebellion against Akasha, but they could not stop her cult of blood-drinker gods. Eventually the twins were captured and separated, sent out as castaways, Maharet into the Red Sea and Makare into the great ocean to the west. Maharet soon found familiar shores and thrived, but Makare, carried across the ocean to lands yet undiscovered and unnamed, vanished from history. This was 6,000 years ago. The great Queen Akasha and her husband, King Enkil, went mute after 2,000 years,